Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Monday morning. And we head to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by Wilson County.
Got some technical difficulties. One second.
We're going to get Corey Curtis back on the line. Got some technical difficulties to get through. We will get Corey back on the program.
I'm sure the people of Jacksonville. Caleb Williams just throw a TD pass in camp or something?
Did he get
dancing around the living room?
From Jacksonville finally catch up to Corey?
Yeah, or that. Yeah.
Duval, man. Most hated media member in Duval, Corey Curtis.
Is there like a Jacksonville Jaguars fan message board where they talk about Corey Curtis?
I feel like if there's not, there will be soon.
Message Board Geniuses is a great Twitter account, but it's all college football fans. There's more there. There's way more fodder there, right? But I'd like to see an NFL version.
I would too.
And I wonder if, like, Corey Curtis, there's, like, pictures of, like, big dartboard of Corey Curtis's face on him.
This guy. He hates us. Yeah. He hates all things Jacksonville.
It's amazing. What happened? Like, when did Jacksonville hurt him?
I don't know. I love it, though. I think it's hilarious. And, again, and we're going to go through here in a couple weeks. We're going to give our official Tennessee Titans 2025 Robbie and Rex Road predictions. But I'm standing by it. They better beat Jacksonville twice this year. You cannot lose this goon squad they've put out there with Gladstone leading the way as general manager and that goofy Liam Cohen as head coach. Can't do it. Don't lose a single time to him.
Is that the only expectation?
Like, that may be my only expectation.
There's no win total. Cam Ward, just don't lose to Jacksonville.
Do not lose to Jacksonville. If you can accomplish that, I'm not going to say I'm great with everything else, but I'll be okay.
That gives you big points.
Yeah.
Big bonus points.
Exactly. Now, whether or not they can do that. I mean, there's some people that actually think Jacksonville is going to be pretty good this year.
I could buy it. I think they'll be better than the Titans.
I think we had Frank Schwab on a few weeks ago, and he thinks that, like, Jacksonville might make the playoffs.
Look, Liam, I mean, it's all about Liam Cohen, right? I mean, you get into the Mee O'Brien was a really good guest we had a couple weeks ago, right? 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Or was that a month ago? I don't know. The time flies.
I think it was about a month ago now,
I guess it was. But, the whole what he did with the run game in Tampa Bay, what they haven't done with it in Jacksonville, what they're going to do now, how much does that help Trevor Lawrence? I'm here. I'm interested.
Travis Hunter's who they've been hunting up.
That he is.
I'm really interested to see how that goes this year.
Great practice, Travis.
Nice job out there, buddy. Good stuff. We mentioned Treylon Burks earlier in the show. We're going to get into that and more with Corey Curtis, who we now welcome into the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey Curtis, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey, good morning. How are you?
I am delightful. How are you today?
Doing awesome.
How was the Magic Kingdom?
Magic Kingdom was great. We're deep into the Frozen part of this now. So Frozen, previously undiscovered before this trip. Now it's all that's on our TV at the house.
I know you know this well, Corey.
Yeah, I experienced the Frozen phenomenon, the Land Before Time phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
There are many phenomenons to come your way.
Real quick, I threw this out at Robbie because Frozen, which is very good, but obviously can get a little repetitive. I threw out Tangled as a curveball if you need to try to get away from Frozen a little bit. What do you think? What do you think about that advice?
You know, it was on last night.
Wow.
So, look, there are a million Disney opportunities. The one I will always advocate is Moana.
Okay. I have seen that. It's
Moana's
good.
Good. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I like Tangled better, but whatever.
It's got does Tangled have the rock in it?
I don't think so.
No, and I know that you love the song "You're Welcome" from Moana. I know you're a big Moana guy.
Oh, very good, Corey. How big a deal is it in your mind that Cam Ward and Calvin Ridley seem to be developing a connection this early into camp?
Well, it's important. I mean, what did we talk about last camp? That Will and Calvin couldn't get on the same page. It was a problem. And he's unquestionably their best receiver. And so they need to be on the same page. you know, and also Calvin makes $24 million a year. They need to be on the same page. But, you know, look, he needs to be on page with all of them. But it's hard for Calvin to lead the room if he's not getting the production. I think for a number of reasons that works. I also think for a team that needs good news, that needs a jolt of confidence, that needs something to believe in, I think that's important as well.
Anything else here early, Corey, that is piquing your interest? Is this, you know, are you already in the camp dog days or anything? We've talked a little bit about Oladejo. You know, some positive signs there. L'Jarius Sneed, some not positive signs there. What's striking you right now?
I'm looking forward to seeing more with the pads on because you can get a little bit better gauge of things. Also, I know Saturday was the first time they really kind of opened up the offense. So, you know, we'll start to see a little bit more. But, you know, one guy, an athlete that I like right now is Kevin Winston. He stands out to me. He looks the part. He's made several aggressive plays to this point. So I'm kind of excited to see what he can do, you know, with the football team. And then, you know, of course, excited to see once the pads come on, how does the line handle things? Does Jalen Harrell have another year where he looks like he's going to lead the league in sacks in training camp?
Yeah, that's a good question. On the Treylon Burks front, I mean, obviously, you know, I said this earlier in the show, Corey. I feel bad for the guy. I really do. I mean, he just cannot stay healthy. You know, some people around the league, when he got hurt the other day, were acting like the Titans lost their number two receiver, and I just don't think they're paying very much attention to what's going on around here. But, you know, I got to wonder, like, for Burks specifically, what's next here? I doubt very seriously he takes another snap for the Tennessee Titans. He is a former first-round pick, so maybe he gets a shot somewhere else, but do you think we could have seen the last of Treylon Burks taking a snap in an NFL football game?
Sure. I mean, look, I mean, you know, if he wants to keep playing, somebody will invite him to camp, you know, to see if they can. Because what do NFL coaches always think? Well, I'll get it out of him. They didn't know what they were doing there. You know, somebody will always go back to what the talent is. It doesn't cost a lot to take a shot on a guy. But, you know, like you said, for Treylon, he's got 53 catches in 3 years. He got one touchdown in 3 years. And, you know, the injuries, of course, are a big part of it. And, of course, you feel bad for the guy. You know, he's obviously worked hard. He's, you know, he doesn't want any of this to happen. I mean, it's unfortunate some guys, bodies scream at them, don't play football. You know, this is not going well because it's been, you know, a knee, a toe, a collarbone, concussions. I mean, it hasn't been one thing. It's been one thing after another. But yeah, I mean, but the other thing is what I would call the loss of confidence. I'm sure he would say he hasn't lost confidence. But, you know, his lack of production when healthy has said to me that he's lost confidence. And you'd have to understand why. I mean, with everything that's gone wrong for him, I mean, I don't know how the guy, like, gets healthy from this and he's like, okay, I'm gonna come back and I'm going to do it again. I mean, I remember with Kyle Phillips, it was the same way. I'm like, how do you not just get depressed about this?
Yeah, like how do you have confidence that your body, next time you lay out for a throw, that your body won't break somewhere, right?
Remember, he hurt himself in Minnesota last year.
Two years ago.
Laying out and making a great catch.
Right.
You know, and it's just like, wow. You know, what are you going to do?
Corey, in your distinguished career of coaching youth soccer, have you ever, like, really gotten after it and turned that hat around backwards and really lay into the kids? Does that give you a little extra juice?
I'm loud. I was loud out there, but I was very positive. So They never got yelled at. They got yelled for.
Oh, good.
They got yelled for.
What were the like? Did you guys do like snacks, like different play, or did you provide them every game? And what were they?
You know, the parents were very good about signing up for snack.
Good.
But good. If no one signed up, someone else had to deliver. Capri Sun was always easy, and then you know the variety of accoutrement that you could pick up at the grocery store, the small bags of chips, the Pringles, the Little Debbies.
Wow.
Which,
that's kind of old school.
Now we're talking.
Chips and Little Debbies, that's like from the 80s. You know, you're not doing like, you know, like healthy granola stuff?
Well, I mean, I could, but that doesn't taste very good.
That's a fair point.
That's what children have great metabolism. Yeah. So let them eat while they can.
That is true. Good point.
So so Corey's
I'm not
a better.
Giving the kids like Mountain Dew and
gotta bring back the Squeeze-Its.
Yeah, yeah. So are you trying to say Corey
Jolt
bit,
Cola,
a little bit better prepared Jolt than backwards hat Brian Callahan in the video? Is that what you're getting at here, Joe?
Well, I guess I do want Corey's thoughts on like. I mean, does that bother you?
No, I mean, look, you know what bothers me? Not having good players. That's what bothers me. Okay. Not having good players bothers me. Not having a plan bothers me. Not knowing the rules bothers me. Not understanding who your personnel is, that bothers me. Now, look, there is a question to this, all right? I think there's an authenticity in leadership, all right? You've got to be real and you've got to be yourself. If you're trying to fake something, players aren't going to buy it. Everybody can see through, you know, like Brian Kelly's accent at LSU. That nobody was buying that, all right? That's not effective leadership, okay? And so, you know, the question is that authentic, you know, Brian Callahan? Because, you know, that's the case. But whether a guy wears his hat forward, backwards, or sideways, or wears sunglasses or doesn't wear sunglasses, or wears a hoodie or doesn't wear a hoodie. Yeah, I don't care, all right? If it's him and that's the way he leads and it's authentic, then that's fine. If you think he's faking it, then that could be a problem.
Did you take that as authentic from Brian Callahan?
I mean, I think he was trying to set a tone. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been in enough of his meetings to say, you know, one way or another. I think he's got a lot of energy and a lot of belief towards his football team. So from that aspect, I find it believable. But he wears a hat all the time. Yeah, he's a younger guy, so he could wear his hat backwards. I wear my hat backwards from time to time.
Nice, very nice to know.
Same. I keep forgetting to bring it in.
I'd like to see it. I would.
This Corey, week.
Great stuff, brother. Appreciate you taking time to be with us today, and we will talk to you next week.
And a great man once said, you're welcome.
Yes, very nicely done. Corey Curtis, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic, joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll react to what Corey had to say coming up next. Robbie and Rex Rowe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Tune in for player interviews and the latest updates on the Titans training camp as the team preps for the 2025 season. Coverage of Titans training camp presented by Mazzaro, 12 South, and Parman Energy Group. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Appreciate Corey Curtis from News 2 for being with us in the last segment. The Treylon Burks part of this, he suffers the collarbone injury on Saturday in the open practice at Nissan Stadium. And he's going to be out for at least the first part of the season. I said it earlier, Joe, legitimately, I feel really bad for him. I mean, the guy can't walk on the football field, really, without getting hurt over the course of the last few years. So we went through the stats earlier. You're talking about 3 years at this point for Treylon Burks, this being year four that he's headed into. And he's had 53 catches in his career. 53 catches, 699 yards and a touchdown. That's going to be where his numbers as a Titan end up. And that's going to be where he finishes. Some of the reaction I saw on Saturday, and I will say more of it was probably nationally than it was here locally, but I did see some locally of Titans fans that were just like, man, Treylon Burks, there goes a big year from him. And it's like, guys, I don't know that Treylon Burks was making the team pre-injury. I don't think he was. Like, I think he was going to have just an unbelievable training camp. And, I mean, just forcing you to keep him on the roster. And he's making your head turn every day out there with plays that he was making. And, frankly, I don't think he's going to do that. So, I don't think Treylon Burks was going to be on this team. I don't think his injury, even though I do feel really bad for him, I don't think his injury changes the equation for the Titans this year at all when it comes to their wide receiver group. And I feel bad for him. I'm interested to see where his career goes from here and whether or not he gets another shot somewhere else. But I think you can probably officially close the door on Treylon Burks and the Tennessee Titans after Saturday.
Yeah, my strongest reaction is just like, God, it sucks for the kid. You know, because he is trying. He has tried. He hasn't been good enough. He hasn't been healthy at all. He, I think, admittedly did not come in, you know, in the best shape and all that stuff. And so that's a huge mistake on his part. But I think since then, he's done, like, the things to try to get better and try to get on the field. And he's made a few plays. You've seen some of the talent. You see why he's a first-round pick. He has the size and speed and all that stuff. But his body won't cooperate. So that's my main takeaway, is it just sucks for him. And I understand, like, the bringing back up the A.J. Brown trade when it's like, okay, this is probably it. Yeah, I get that. You can be mad about that all over again. But, yeah, if you were a Titans fan who actually thought he was any sort of a factor, even if he made the team at the tail end of the room, it's hard for me to get there. Again, I don't know how good Van Jefferson's going to be, but right now I think he's a one. Along with Lockett and Ridley, you have the two fourth rounders.
Just to clarify, you mean a one as a starter, not a number one receiver?
Yeah, yeah. One with the ones. with the ones offense, and then you have Bryce Oliver, who I think special teams is going to help him make the team, and I think you have the two fourth rounders, and then if Van Jefferson does have that much gas in the tank, I don't think there's any way.
Oh yeah, like
even if this never happens.
No, yeah, again, I think he would have had to be like almost their best receiver in camp. I really do. Like because there's just so much body of work at this point and so much evidence that the production just doesn't translate to game day.
And so much risk.
There's so much risk. Like I just think he would have had an amazing camp, I think, to have hung around. And look, they've told you, right? Like they've just drafted two wide receivers in the fourth round. They brought in Tyler Lockett. Like, they have moved on from Treylon Burks before this happened on Saturday. And if they had gotten anything from him in camp, it would have been gravy. And if he would have just came on and burst on the scene and all of a sudden it was like, wow, well, we got to put Treylon Burks on the field, well, then that would have been great for them. But I think in their minds, they've already moved on from him, and now this is just kind of the latest – cementing of that would be the way that I would put it.
Yeah. So not a big deal. Not a big deal in terms of the construction of this team. Another reminder of just how horrific that move was. And it was unfair to Treylon Burks from the start. I mean, again, you're saying it's unfair to address him in the first round. But like, trade A.J. Brown and say, okay, you're the next A.J. Brown. Let's go. Come on in here. Let's see how you do. Again, he didn't handle it well. But the biggest thing about all this is like his body will not stay healthy. It won't. And I just can't imagine. I think the last snap in an NFL is possible at this point.
Well, if you're him too, like, you know, he's had the ACL last year. So you come all the way back from that and you get to the point where you can be back out there on the field. And then, you know, 4 days into camp, you're talking about breaking a collarbone. Like, does he get to a point personally where he's like, beyond the opportunity that's out there from him, which I don't think will be a ton, right? Like, he's going to get released from the Titans at some point here, and maybe he gets invited to a camp next year, or maybe somebody picks him up on a practice squad or something. But the opportunities are not going to – like, people aren't going to be breaking down the door to go get Treylon Burks. So does he look at it and say, you know what? My body's been through enough. Let's call it a career at this point. I have no idea. I'm just speculating. But with the way things have gone for him at this point, I can't discount that possibility.
Yeah, can't discount it. It's like, God, you worked so hard on the ACL rehab, right?
Yep.
And you're like, and that feels great. So, I mean, if I were in his shoes, I'd probably try to squeeze as much out of football for having to join the real world as I could. But yeah, he's going to find.
He's been through a lot.
It's going to be tough, and it's going to be tough sledding in terms of interest. And yeah, the pay is going to go way down from that rookie deal.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. A lot of your thoughts to get to on the Titans. We will do that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. The Tennessee Titans making some news over the weekend. Matter of fact, Joe, I've seen it on ESPN today as we've been doing our show.
Yeah.
Cam Ward slinging the ball all over the field. They showed that nice pass he had, kind of dropping it in the bucket to Tyler Lockett in between defenders. We talked earlier about him rolling out to the left and escaping pressure on a play where he may or may not have been sacked, and then throwing it back across the field and hitting Calvin Ridley over the shoulder. Cam Ward making some nice plays on Saturday, and now it's got the NFL buzz going out there a little bit. We got this question from Dylan on the text line. It says, this may be a dumb question, but do you think there's any significance of Ian Rappaport being at Titans practice? Like, does the NFL actually seem excited for Cam Ward, or does it feel like he simply has to be covered just because he's the number one pick?
Rappaport, I'm quite sure, comes through every year. Rappaport, one of those guys, I think he hits pretty close to all of them. So,
I believe that.
So, no, there's no significance there. Now, you know, is there growing buzz? I guess there are some others. Well, our buddy Charles Robinson, you know, he picks – a certain number, and he has come through here before when the Titans were really good. Actually, I think, didn't he come like 2 years ago, and he was like, you know what, they might be pretty good.
He came last year, didn't he?
Yeah, that's the thing. So, but another thing with him and some of these guys is when they go, sometimes it's because, I think the reason he came here last year is because there's the building changes, so you need to like sit down with people. Yes. You know what I mean? So some of it is that. When a building changes, you need to have FaceTime with people. So he had some nice FaceTime with Ran. That worked out well.
Did.
But, you know, Ran's out there analyzing stuff for CBS. So I'm still, you know, good to know. Good to know Ran. See what's going on with Ran. But, yeah, I think, you know, there's going to be – there will be a certain amount of buzz because of Cam Ward that will automatically generate, even with all the lack of attention that he got at the beginning and things like that. So – if he does anything in the preseason, if he goes in a preseason game, makes a ridiculous throw, like that'll get a lot of attention. Like there's, once we get to the season, and plus, you know, we definitely have this. It's like in college football, the whole thing, like everybody, including me, is writing a story this year, like who is the next Indiana, you know, because of what they did last year. Well, in the NFL, it's who is the next Stroud Texans / Daniels Commanders, and the Titans are obviously one of the prime contenders. What other rookies are starting this year?
That quarterback, I don't know if any of them are.
Because obviously, I saw that Kenny Pickett's hurt with the hammy, so Shadur moves up the pecking order, but he's not going to start. Is Cam the only rookie who's going to start?
Yeah, I think
he will start on week one. Yeah.
I think so.
So that alone, first of all, I think that's really interesting. I'd like to know the last time you only had one rookie starting in week one. Are we sure? Yeah, because obviously, because Dart's not going to start. They've already named Russ the guy there. I mean, I don't even know who else we have as
Dylan Gabriel
possibilities. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, you got Dylan and you got Shadur up there in Cleveland. What about New Orleans?
Tyler Shuck.
Shuck, I guess he could possibly be the second guy, right? I mean, you could kind of look at it in a way with the Vikings. You could look at it like a rookie starting because J.J. McCarthy lost all that. But technically, he's not a rookie.
God, that Saints quarterback room is just atrocious.
Oh, it's a beaut. But I think that's about it, right?
Yeah.
So that alone means, for better or for worse, Titans fans, that your team's going to get – like there's going to be some built-in buzz and attention and interest in what Cam Ward does. So I don't know if that excites you or not. Yeah, people are throwing up Shuck in New Orleans. Yeah, for sure. So
we'll see. It's either him or Rattler.
Like, yeah, God. Yeah, it probably is going to be Shuck, isn't it? Jeez.
Man.
Caleb says, you guys expect Ward to play in every preseason game. Like that third one, who knows, man. The third, it's so weird, too, because like the third preseason game now is more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Before you have such a big dead period in the NFL now. I don't know how you address that. What I wish they'd do is I wish they'd move the season up.
I
know college football wouldn't like that because they like to have two, like a little week zero and then a week one that's all theirs. But, man, it's just all this time to sit around. The practices don't matter anymore. No one cares about the practices. The games are over. The third game is worthless. So, like, we're going to be from August, you know, 15th until the opener basically like, eh, twiddling our thumbs.
If I had to predict, I'd say he'd play the first two. He played in the first two preseason games and probably not an overly significant amount, and then game three doesn't play, would be my guess.
See, I would like to see, because it used to be, obviously, and a lot of things have changed with preseason games, but it used to be the dress rehearsal game was the third one, and then the fourth one was this. Well, since they got rid of the fourth one, why don't they just make this the dress rehearsal game? And then you have this long period of time. You know what I mean?
I agree. I just don't think you're going to see it. Like, they have basically treated the third preseason game now as like
– it's just roster
like
cuts.
It's just totally – how many guys on the that next Monday or whatever it is, are we just going to send packing? Yeah. Get them out there and play.
Who do we still not know about for sure? Who do we need to see? Everybody else, don't freaking get hurt. It's – just get it to two. But then I guess the second one becomes that?
Probably.
And you get it to one, is it just, like if you get it to one preseason game, would that be worth watching?
I mean, look, we talk about the preseason every year, and it's like we make a big deal about whether they're playing or not playing. I probably would like to see Cam Ward get a couple series in each of those first two.
Yeah, I'd like to see him play a half.
I mean, I'd like to see that. I know that's not going to happen, so I'm not gonna set my bar there of like go play a half. But I would like to see the Titans throw him out there for a few series, obviously with the starting offensive line. If you're going to play your starting quarterback, you need to play your starting offensive line in the preseason. But just let him go through some game reps. I know it's not a game plan, and I know it's not, full. But there is something to be said for, like, knowing that you can actually be hit.
Yeah.
There's something different about that than just being at practice.
No doubt about it. And to me, this is very – like, I remember we had some – arguments with listeners like during the Tannehill era about like Vrabel was very cautious. And to me, it was like, I know Tannehill's good and this team is good. So I'm not messing with it. If you like, your quarterback's good, your team's good. Hell no.
Yeah.
But like this team, we expect to win 4 or 5 games. We don't know if Cam Ward's good. Obviously, you don't want to expose him to too much. You don't want to get him hurt, but. If you got him hurt, I mean, you're not throwing away a great season.
Right.
Well, so, I mean, to me, the risk, the reward is higher because you need those reps, and the risk is lower because, like, the season is a wash already. I'm sorry.
Well, and you want him, like, I remember who was the first preseason game last year? San Francisco? Was that the first one they played? And I think it was the first drive. Like, Will Levis took off up the middle and, like, lowered his shoulder and tried to run somebody over at the goal line. It's like, oh, my God, man.
That's right.
What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, get out.
About that.
Like, I don't think you're going to have – I don't think you're going to have that problem with Cam Ward. Right. Like, that would be where I'd pull him if I was Callahan. Like, if you walk out there and you lower your shoulder in a preseason game to try to get one extra yard, I'm pulling you out of the game, and you're not playing the rest of the preseason.
Yeah, that does show a little bit.
It appears Caleb Williams was the first number one overall quarterback, number one overall pick quarterback, to win the season opener as a rookie since David Carr did it for the Texans in 2002.
Is that right? Wow.
That's very that's
number
very
one picks are 0-8-1 in week one since then. Maybe 1-8-1 because this would have been plus Caleb Williams.
Good job.
But, yeah.
Good Last job, 10. David. And here comes 72 more sacks for the rest of the year for you. Thank you. Someone says, good job. I didn't even think about this. Risk versus reward. Mm. Possibly risk/reward.
That's good candor from you.
Wes in Clarksville says the offensive line's the one that needs to play a half. I 100% agree. I 100% agree. Get yourself – some of these teams are not going to do it. They're going to rest guys. They're going to be careful with guys. Give yourself an edge. and play a lot of football with these guys and try to get timing down, do it. I'm with you.
I don't know if it's going to be a half, because I do think there reaches a point where with your starters, you have to say, all right, they've gotten some work in here. Do they really need to go the whole half? Like, I do think that, but I've said it, you know, Kuharsky's throwing it out there too. Like the idea of, well, just wait for this offensive line to gel. You know, by the time week six rolls around, they should be good. Like, no, let's go. You got a new franchise quarterback. Get your offensive line ready to play.
Yeah. If you're throwing them out there, then you should maximize whatever you can do to make it as safe as possible for them. Santa and Portland does bring up a good point. It's the only preseason game at home. Don't you think they have to, like, play Cam one series? I would agree. But the thing is it going to be like the Vrabel played Tannehill that one series? He handed off three times, right? In that one, he played him. I played him.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like that? I mean, I almost feel like fans will be more upset with, you know, with that. I mean, I guess if you play him with a series and at least let him throw a pass, yes. Look, I'm for playing him some in that game too. So maybe I wonder if there's any – I mean, you can't make decisions – your football team or your healthy football team on like fans, but at the same time, that is the one time they get to see the team for the season.
Yeah. 615-737-1025, our phone number. By the way, the Caleb Williams stat. One texter says, doesn't Will Levis get credit for that Bears victory? Not Caleb Williams.
Fair point.
Turn around, somersault the ball over your head. A lot more of your thoughts to get to on the Titans. We'll do that next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. I got some tickets to give away. A pair of tickets to see Volbeat and Hailstorm at First Bank Amphitheater on Saturday, August the 2nd. That is this Saturday. Be caller 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Rex Road, will you be out there for that show?
No, and I wasn't out there. You know, you missed this for Coldplay.
Yeah.
The day of, we were waiting, and, you know, because usually prices go down.
Yeah.
Top level of stadium, a few hours before, maybe 3 hours before the show, it was like top level of stadium, two tickets a piece were like $650.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, I have heard from a source. I asked, remember, Ian, I said, anybody who went to the Coldplay show.
We didn't really hear much from anybody.
Nobody. No one responded, which actually kind of shocked me, but I did hear from someone I trust who said it was the best show she's ever seen. Someone who's been to many, many concerts. Well, so, I mean, it had to have been a freaking amazing show.
Unfortunately for you, there were some events that happened right in the lead up to the Coldplay concert at another Coldplay concert that may have affected that price. People didn't want to give it up. You never know what you might want to see at a Coldplay concert.
Yeah, it's funny because I had a conversation this weekend about that. Like, oh, so this because of the that was an amazing thing, by the way. You know, the astronomer thing. But they were already bad. I mean, they were already insane.
But I'm just saying, like, maybe people are less willing to get rid of them.
Yeah, maybe.
At that point.
Just in case. You never know what
you never know
see.
What you might By the way,
did you, see what Astronomer did? Did you see the video they put out this week?
No, I didn't.
Gwyneth Paltrow. It's really good. Check it out.
Okay.
Who, of course, used to be married to Chris Martin. She had an ad for Astronomer. It's good.
Good.
Everybody, okay. I invite you to check it out. It's
all
awesome.
Right. I'll have to see that.
If you're an astronomer, you're damn right you're taking advantage of this.
Yeah.
CEO of Astronomer, huh? We all know Astronomer's name now.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Got a YouTube comment that says Joe's a big Five Finger Death Punch and Volbeat fan. Who knew? You big Five Finger Death Punch guy?
No. I'm not gonna judge them. I don't really know. I'm familiar with Five Finger Death Punch. I can't say that I know their music.
I can't. I mean, I've heard some of their songs. Bad Company that they remade is nice, I'm sure. That's about it. That's all I know.
They remade a Bad Company song?
Yeah.
Which song?
No, they remade the song Bad Company.
Bad Company. Yeah. To the day I die.
Correct. Yeah. That one.
Why?
I don't know.
That song sucks.
So now we know Joe is not a fan of the Five Finger Death Punch.
Well, Bad Company is one of those, like, they really weren't that good, guys. But Robbie thinks they're better than the Beatles.
Probably, yeah. And chance is pretty high. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty
high. Okay, here we go. Coldplay concert was great. Hard to say that it's worth the high prices, but one of the best shows I've been to. Okay.
All right.
At least there's a – I was like, do they just have, like, AI robots? Like that robot that's running in China? Are those all the people filling the seats? Do we have real people who went? That's good to hear from a human who went.
By the way, it's always this time of year. Like, you keep your eye out on the rest of the league. for injuries. Like Justin Fields got hurt the other day, and it looked bad. Like he had to get carted off the field, and now he's back out there practicing today. He's just doing 11-on-11.
Man. So, yeah, that actually was one of those very rare things that happened on the show.
Yeah.
And it sounded really bad.
It sounded bad, yeah.
So it's great to see that. That's really good to see. This brought up a question. Someone criticized, I don't remember who it was, NFL beat writers. You should not say, it was Nick Wright. You should not say carted off. You should say rode a cart into a locker room.
What difference does it make?
I mean, Kaharski agreed with this. It's like carted off sounds terrible. And if it's like took a ride down a, I don't know.
Does riding the cart sound better?
I guess. I don't know.
He couldn't walk off the field. Either way. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I guess it's like, I do think that sometimes the vision of carted off is like you're laid up. You got an air cat. It's just like, oh, my God. Everybody's surrounding him.
Give him the thumbs
and
up.
And sometimes it's like, ooh, ah, yeah, bring me the cart. You know what I mean? Maybe there's some way to sort of give a little more description to the situation.
It
but no one
like,
knew. No one knew
cart
at the time.
To the sideline. Something like that was like, you know, carted to the sideline. And then from there was more walking. I don't know, some specifics in there.
I mean, I know this. You don't want to see your quarterback carted off or riding a cart.
Exactly.
Right?
Just like decided to take a little,
you
little cart ride to the locker room.
You want to see your quarterback using his own 2 feet. Get out there and walk around a little bit.
Yeah.
If they're riding a cart and or carted off, it's not where you want them to be.
Right. And if you saw, I mean, that's the thing. You could say that, what Nick Wright's saying, and then, yep, he blew his Achilles. You told us he just had a little car ride.
Don't worry, guys. He wasn't carted off. Yeah. He just rode the cart off. Yeah, I don't know. That's the first time I've heard that one.
Yeah, I mean, texter on YouTube, I hate your video, says, I hear carted off, I think ACL or Achilles. I do, too. But that's the thing. I mean, all you can really do is say what happened and then and wait for the results, right?
Yeah, don't. I don't know. Like,
sorry, Jim. Jim, don't tell me bad company's good. I'm not getting this argument today.
I thought it was bad the first time when I started seeing the Justin Fields stuff, and now apparently he's out there just running around and throwing the ball all over
the
place.
That's great.
So good for him.
That is great to see.
Good for him.
I mean, you got to be. Texas says maybe let him drive the car. That's a good point. Drove himself into the locker room. Should be fine.
Justin Fields has stolen the cart, Marshawn Lynch style, and he's riding all through the field. Did you see Aaron Rodgers respond to Terry Bradshaw this weekend?
I did not. What did he say?
He did an NFL Network interview. You remember the comments Bradshaw had about it was on a radio station, and he was talking about, you know, he should go chew bark or whatever they do in California, and it's a joke that he's – that the Steelers have interest in. Anyway, Kyle Brandt from NFL Network brought that up, and Rodgers gave an actually for Aaron Rodgers, like, pretty thoughtful answer. He's like, you know, Terry Bradshaw is a legend, and we're standing on the backs of all these guys that have built the game, and that's why we're paid like kings now, because they laid the foundation, and I would love for Terry Bradshaw to take the chance to get to know me, because I think if he did, we'd have a nice friendship. A high road taken by Aaron Rodgers that you don't see happen very often.
Well, it's a smart move, being as he's this Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback this year. I promise you, he'll go on McAfee in a couple of years and be like, yeah, like, give some internet conspiracy theory about Terry Bradshaw as like an alien or something. I guarantee you that'll happen.
Yeah.
Did you know that Terry Bradshaw actually came from the planet Condor? Sorry, Candor.
Candor.
My bad. Dang it, I even blew the joke. God.
You know, Aaron Rodgers speaks with a lot of candor out there. It's good to see. But we'll see if there's a relationship that that Rodgers and Terry Bradshaw are able to build now.
Well, all I know is Aaron Rodgers may be a more talented guy, more accomplished in terms of his individual achievement. But take away those 4 Super Bowls from Terry Bradshaw, you could say he's a passenger. I guarantee you Aaron Rodgers will never do anything better than Terry Bradshaw's role in Cannonball Run. So that's all I'm saying. Terry Bradshaw in Cannonball Run, strong.
Terry Bradshaw
never did anything like that, Aaron Rodgers.
Terry Bradshaw in Failure to Launch, however, scar you for life. It's fine performance. You see a little bit too much of Terry Bradshaw in that movie.
I forgot about that part. That, yeah. I must have actually – that must be PTSD.
Measuring cheek size.
Legitimately.
I was probably never going to watch that movie again, but no, I definitely won't. Thank you.
It's got McConaughey in it. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
No, Affleck in there. Bradley Cooper's in there, too.
There you go. Not bad. All right. Superman saw it this weekend. Pretty good. Pretty good, guys. Right. Superman's better than I thought. Yes.
All right. That does it for us today. We will be back 6 a.m. tomorrow. Jason Big Joe up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.